It's been tough. I'm not going to lie, it's been tough. Obviously, the start of the season has not been ideal, and from what we did last year to starting this season, the way this has gone up to now has not been great. Obviously, we're used to playing under pressure at this club, and usually it's the right pressure, you know. It's the pressure to stay at the top or to make the final and try and win a cup or whatever. And this season's been, you know, a different sort of pressure. So it's not been great for us. But what's happened in the what I would stress is what's happened in the past has happened in the past. I know as well as everyone, it's football's a pure roller coaster. One minute you're on a high, the next minute you're on a low, and that can go month by month. It's not even season after season. So whatever's happened in the past has happened, and we need to affect the future, and we need to stick together, which we have done certainly of late. And you know, I spoke when I was on internationals and said I've never been as hungry to turn it around, because I think you have the good times, you have the good times. When you have the bad times, you work even harder to get the good times again. And I think the good times, when they come around, which I'm sure they will do, will feel even better having gone through this. Of course, we'd not like to go through it, but we are. It's as simple as that, and we need to get ourselves out of it and make sure we do sooner rather than later, which I'm confident we can.
As you say, the past in the past, but what happened in that past, that beginning of the season, where you went from winning the title comfortably to suddenly losing four games already? What's happened? How can that change so dramatically?
That's a golden question, isn't it? I'm sure that's what everyone's been saying, players included. So, you know, you're talking to someone who's involved and who's in the camp, and still, like I said, I use the word bizarre because it's crazy what happened. We had the same group of players, and we started the simple thing is we started the season slowly, for whatever reason, and then we're having to chase our tail and kind of recover from then. And even in the biggest players, and we've got obviously some of the biggest players in football at our club, and even in some of the biggest players, when things don't go well, sometimes maybe confidence gets affected. Sometimes you stop doing things that are natural to you. And you've seen last year, obviously, when you're playing freely, you know, everyone's confident, everyone's taking players on, everyone's doing this, that and whatever. When things don't go well, you know, sometimes maybe players play within themselves. We all knew we was playing, each and every player was playing individually on below par, and maybe you can carry one or two that does that, but when you carry, you know, all of us, that's what happens. So I don't want to keep harping on about it, because like I said, what's happened is happened for whatever reason. You're not telling me people turn a bad player overnight. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So we're the same group of players, and like I said, when we turn it around, it'll make the good times even sweeter, but we need to do that sooner rather than later. We're aware of that.
And we've all heard and seen the stories about the dressing room, that things aren't right. It's not a happy dressing room. Can you tell us what is the situation?
No, it's fine. People's read a lot into everything, because, like I said, people think there must be something. It's a strange situation. That's all I can say to you. It's a strange situation. But nothing surprises me in football. I said the ups and downs in football are unbelievable, and some things that happen is unbelievable. So no, all that I would say has been fine, been the same. Whatever happens at this football club, even in the past when I first come, they changed manager, and should we change manager again? All them sorts of things shouldn't affect you as a player if you're going to play here, because things happen, and that's just the way it is. And you should just be concentrating on what we're doing, and that's trying to play football and trying to win football matches. And when it don't go well, work even harder to make sure it does go well. So all the stuff on the side is the stuff on the side. You should be professional enough to focus on what we're doing and crack on with that.
And your manager, he said this is the toughest period he's ever been through as a manager. Has he been different? How's he coped with it?
Yeah, I think he's been pretty much the same in terms of his, obviously slightly different at times, but pretty much in terms of the preparation for the games and everything has been the same. The training's been the same, and we're all in this together. We're all in this together, and we'll all come out of this together. And that's the most important thing, that we know that we stick together inside the football club. And like I said, we come out the other end. I'm sure, obviously, the manager has has enjoyed really nothing but success. So, again, that's just life and that's football. Sometimes you have a dip as a player, as a manager or whatever, and you come out the other end. And I think we spoke about backing the manager, and I said, of course we back the manager. But like I respectfully said, he doesn't need to be backed. When you have somebody that's got the CV, as not just in this league and, you know, in 2, 3, 4 leagues, different leagues, and won after, you know, titles after title after title, then I think somebody like that doesn't really need to be backed. Mm-hmm. Of course we do back him, but no, it speaks for itself. And we're, like I said, the most important thing for us as a group of players and a staff is that everyone sticks together, and that's what we intend to do.
And just finally for you, how difficult, frustrating has it been? 1 week you'd be on the bench, you're on the bench on Saturday, then you play in Kiev. You're not used to that. How tough's that been?
Again, I want to play all the time. That's just the way I am, but I'm sure every player's the same. And if you look at, because of the start of the season, if you look at every single player, I think literally every single player has been left out at some stage in this season. So for me to say that I've been treated any different to anybody else, it would not be true. But at the same time, like I said, I want to play every game. So I work hard to do that. And at this moment in time, it's about the team and getting results for the team. And like you said, it's back in the Champions League, which was a huge game for us. I thought we performed the way that We should perform. I think the performance was great. If it was balanced, I thought the only thing that was missing, obviously disappointing for us, is that we didn't get the 3 points that I thought the performance deserved on the night. But in terms of performances individually and as a group and as a team, we was back to where we should be.
Be lively at Upton Park tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. They're doing fantastically well, aren't they? So it's going to be a great game for us. And again, keep going. I think at this stage for us, it's all about momentum and building and building and building. And last two games have been good, and we're looking to build again this weekend, but we know they're in good form. Yeah.